Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Price for your Cinco de Mayo here on the all-new B-Morning Coffee Club on 92.5 WBEE. So safely enjoy your Coronas and your tacos and whatever Mexican delicacy you'd like to enjoy today.
Well, I am going to eat some crow right now.
I don't know if that's Mexican. That's more like, you know, vampire.
I need to apologize, and I want to do this because I have just had the realization that I have been doing something to both you, Chris, and to your fiance, Meredith, that I did not even mean to be doing.
I have lost my fiance.
I stumbled on this article that was pretty eye-opening to me. Her name is Zoe, and she's a photographer. She's 32 years old. And
that sounds like a photographer.
Right. Yeah, sure. She's got a great life, and ended up she needed a hysterectomy. And her doctor denied it, saying that, well, you may change your mind down the road. Your clock is still ticking. And she was finally granted surgery after suffering for 2 more years. And she had always decided, I'm not going to have children. Like, I had told people I'm not going to have children. And all the stigmas around it, she got inspired to write this article, We Are Child Free, get 40 other women of different ages from 21 to 78.
Wow.
And then start this podcast. And I feel terrible because I've been, how many times have you and I said to Chris, oh, when you have a kid, when you have a kid, maybe that's not what is in the cards for
sure,
you.
Sure.
That does not make you, your fiance's role in this world isn't just to procreate, you know? And
yeah,
how dare I say that and make you feel like that? That's, I owe you a huge apology. Like I said, listen, we're all learning every day. When you stop learning, you're in trouble. And I'm here to say I learned a lot from just this podcast and in this article called We Are Child Free. And what these women, you know, they're made to see, to seem, you know, like there's some sort of tragedy. Must be something went wrong.
Right, right.
Yeah, you're not able to have children if you don't have children. Or that they're viewed as selfish or shallow or self-absorbed. You know, there's all these stigmas that go with,
right? Oh, sure are.
Women and couples that decide, well, you're married, but you don't have children. Oh, I'm so sorry. Like something's bad.
Or worse
wrong
than that, well, what'd you get married for then? Okay.
Like there's something psychologically or
right
physically wrong.
Right.
And I am wrong in assuming that because that is terrible. And I swore I'd never be like that.
What's wild to me is hearing out of one side of your mouth how absolutely insane it is to deal with children,
sure,
and try and raise kids.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
then go, oh, just wait till you have some.
And that,
like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
And that's part of this.
You're promoting this, but you're also telling me how terrible it is at sometimes, how costly it is, how uncertain it is, how, you know, you're paying for school for the next 25 years that you paid for.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, well, this sounds like a bad deal.
Yeah, but I'm supposed to buy into the whole more fulfilled in life thing. Okay, I get it. And that exactly what you said is part of this article as well. And it pointed out that, you know, here people are telling us, well, wait until you have your second or your third. Then it starts to get, you know.
Right, right.
It's that, like how people are always selling the idea,
sure,
of having children. And there are women who just, it's not for them and they don't want them. It's not that they don't like children. And that's another thing.
I get that too. I get, because I'm pretty good with kids. Because I am the oldest of six.
Doesn't mean you're not great with kids.
I'm pretty awesome with kids. And all everybody knows it pretty quickly. Because I'm, I don't know why. I just, maybe I can relate to them. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sure.
But I'm very good with them. So if people say, oh, do you have any? Do you plan on having any? I go, I don't know. But they go, they tell me I'm my skills with children are a waste. It's like, okay, I'll start sucking around your kid. Like, I'll start being a bad guy around your kids so you feel better about my
decision. Do you see where I've gone wrong, Terry? Was this a little eye-opening that I brought this up? Because...
Well, it wasn't. I mean, for me, we took 6 years to have kids and wanted them right off the bat. And so the assumption was made about us that we were not going to do it on purpose. And I not only didn't want to discuss that... But I didn't want to discuss the fact that, no, actually, I've already lost a few, and I don't want to talk about it. And then there, in my era, when you got, well, you're too young, but when you were, around the time you were born, well, a little bit later than that, maybe, but in the 80s, there was this term called DINK, double income, no kids. And so people would say, oh, you're a DINK. And I'm like, no, I'm not a DINK. I'm working because I went to college. But if I had children, I would welcome them. It was one of those things that made me irate the minute I heard it, because people assumed, you know, that first of all, because I don't have them, I don't want them.
Right.
Or if I don't want them, there's something wrong with me.
That's got to be primal, right? Like, that's got to be, I bet it started primal with men. Like, oh, you can't reproduce? What kind of man are you that you can't?
It is exactly primal, because then you start to say to yourself, what is wrong with me? What happened? Why can't this happen to us?
Yeah, and it's not just that. It comes from the top, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's been rhetoric forever.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the most important job you'll have as a woman is being a mom.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And
before this gets too far here, before my future mother-in-law hears this, this is no declaration that we're choosing not to have children.
Sure.
Before it gets back to her, I get a phone call.
But it's none of our business, and it's not
that's
fair.
The point, yeah.
The point is that it was not fair of me to say those things to you, even if it is in fun banter. I just, guilt has been eating me alive since I finished this. I go, oh, I've done that to Chris. I've done that to Chris, and I've done that to Meredith.
I've been waiting for this apology for weeks now. I've lost sleep over it.
And was it fulfilling?
Was what?
This apology?
Oh, yeah, totally. Totally fulfilling. Thank you, Zoe, the photographer in her 30s, for just...
Yeah, for opening up my eyes. That is, it's a choice not to have children.
Man, she really didn't like that. She took pictures, she wrote a blog, started a podcast.
Oh, man.
My goodness.
Yeah.
From around the world. Like, where this stigma, where women who choose not to procreate are often just labeled as unusual, unfulfilled, or unhappy.
Is it?
I just saw the text of the day.
Can we take a break and
read
it? Because we're,
then
we're
we'll late. Share it.
Got to catch up here. We'll take more of your texts at 222-9233. It's not all. The Only Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WPEE. TJ brought up this article about this woman writing about how she shouldn't be shamed, or you shouldn't shame others who don't want to have kids. I don't want to misquote.
It is called We Are Child Free. And this particular article is about the stigma and assumptions about women who choose by choice to live child free. And it was eye opening to me, because it's just ridiculous. And it's what these poor women have to deal with. And then Terry brought up women who maybe would like kids but can't.
And the assumption is made that they don't want them, when all the while you just want them to be quiet. You know, I don't want to talk about it. The minute you say, I want kids, it's just not happening, then it starts a whole other conversation.
Yeah.
You know, oh, well, all you have to do is stand on your head afterwards. Oh, well, you know what?
my gosh.
Daughter drank cranberry juice out of a, you know, I'm like, okay, yeah, I don't
make
want any
worse.
Of your voodoo. I just, please, okay? I believe in science.
And, you know, it's interesting, as, you know, someone who's been asked about having kids multiple times over the last, you know, 5 years or so, you feel like you have to be sensitive around the subject too. Because if you say, I don't know, or no, you might be in a conversation with someone who wants kids but can't have them. So now are you
no
obligated to be sensitive because you could do something and you're kind of just, quote, throwing it away while someone who
but
wants to do that can't.
Not. You're making a choice, just like what neighborhood you choose to live in or what, like.
Right. And first of all, they brought it up.
Yeah.
They're the ones that asked you. So they have to be prepared for whatever the answer may be.
Well, the stigma also comes like this. If you are the least bit successful and it is revealed that you don't have kids, most people credit it to that. Oh, you could go to Europe once a year. Oh, it's because you don't have kids. It's like, or because I have 2 degrees, or because I have 3 full-time jobs in a small business, or, you know,
right.
You get no credit.
And then some people get resentful of that. Oh, sure, go on your fancy vacation, drive your Volvo, do this, do that. And there are 2 ways to look at it, you know. Maybe you're talking to the person that says, this is all I've wanted, is this fancy vacation in Volvo. Mm-hmm. Or maybe you're barking at the person that says, I'd trade it all in for a kid tomorrow, but it didn't happen.
It's tough.
You know, don't make assumptions. And unless you're ready for the answer, don't ask the question.
Well, and
because
it's
not your business anyway.
The fact is at least according to this research in the U.S., non-parents tend to be happier than parents. That's the research, the numbers. So if someone is happier than someone else, how well does that go in our human culture?
Mm-hmm.
So there's got to be a reason. Oh, yeah, well, that's because, you know, you chose not to do all of these martyr things I've decided to do.
And
right?
It's not like buying an RV. Like, this is a real commitment. You got to be pretty positive
life.
You want to do this.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
This
and
isn't a to get my aunt off my back. She keeps asking when we're having kids. Let's just shut her up and, you know, make this lifelong commitment.
And God love that child, because if you think for 1 minute you're going to hide that from them for the rest of their lives, you are wrong. They will feel it. They will know it. Mm-hmm. If you're wanted or not wanted, you know it.
Well, and that's another thing largely influenced everyone thinks women are born with this desire for motherhood.
Right.
And this desire, like, oh, it comes naturally. It's an instinct you're born with. And that's wrong. And also what was pointed out in here really quick, because I know we're running out of time, is that those of us with children are lucky because we are going to have these children that are going to take care of us in our old age. Right?
Yeah.
Which, please.
Every time we drive past the Fairport Baptist home, it doesn't matter which one of those urchins are driving. They both look at me and say, that's where you're going, lady. Yeah. And you know what? I did it to my own mother, so I deserve it. Now, I was just joking. I don't know if they are.
So. I mean, they tortured me I just had Novocaine. Can you imagine if I had actually needed them for medical reasons, what my children would do?
And that's,
heck no.
And from my experience watching my friends, it's the ones with no kids. They're the ones that brothers and sisters look at first when mom and dad need something, because they say, listen, we got our hands full with all these kids. You got to take care of mom and dad.
Oof.
Well, that's not entirely fair either.
Mm.
You know, that's a family affair right there. So it's tough.
That's
all
where
the way
you're
around.
Going.
That's right. All the time. What floor do you want, mom? I think. Oh, they're terrible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.